May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We meditate a little bit on the gospel lesson today from John chapter 21. The scriptures of old had long foretold it. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see decay. Jesus had also let people in on his plan. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise. It all happened just like he said it would. Just like you said a few moments ago, Jesus said what would happen, and it's exactly what happened. Jesus says what he does, as we heard here in class, and then he does what he says. He keeps his promises. He did what no one else has ever done before or anybody has done since. And he showed himself, he revealed himself, he made many appearances afterwards in order to let that truth sink in. Christ is risen. So you see, Jesus is always with us. He's not dead. He's always with us. But he does choose when and where and how he will reveal himself. Oftentimes in places and in times and in ways that are completely unexpected. And we please him when we trust his promises. When we, like Thomas, learn to walk by faith and not by sight. And that's exactly what the disciples were doing in the gospel lesson today, if you were listening. Jesus had made appearances on Easter Sunday. But before he ascended into heaven, he did promise them that he would make at least one other appearance somewhere else. He told them that he would make himself known in Galilee. And so that's exactly where we find the disciples today. They are in Galilee because Jesus had promised to see them there. But they had no idea when. And they had no idea how. And they had really no idea where that would happen or just exactly how Jesus would make all of that take place. They were there waiting and watching, which is never easy. It's never easy to wait and to watch, because while we are watching and we are waiting, we are oftentimes getting a little bit weak in our resolve. We grow tired of doing this, that, and the other. We grow impatient, especially when things get tough. We kind of get lazy. We can get caught napping, not very attentive. You ever been to the doctor? You know, sometimes you don't get very, you're not very attentive to that. Sometimes, you know, you might feel like falling asleep. Hopefully they call my name next hour. It's still that way for us today, you see. It's still that way for us today with Jesus, because we're also expecting Jesus to return. We're not waiting in Galilee, but Jesus has told us as his people that he will return on that last day, when everything will be made new and everything will be made right and everything will be made good again. And it's hard to wait. It's hard to grow weight without growing weary in living out our Christian life. It's hard for us to wait without allowing our attention to stray off to other matters and to other concerns. To get very caught up in the stuff of this world, we can stray off somewhere. We can take our eye off of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, as Paul puts it in Philippians 3:14. Because waiting is hard. But I want you to notice today that you are not waiting on your own. We find Jesus' disciples actually not waiting on their own either. In the days after Easter, it is a particular joy to know how all of the disciples didn't just go back home to their everyday lives, but they continued to gather together with each other. They continued to draw encouragement and strength from each other. They continued to cope and to carry on together. They are the church for each other, a communion of saints, as we all are. And there is a place where that communion of saints, that holy Christian church, gathers together. It is in this place. It is in congregations like this place, gathered together here, because this is exactly where our Lord Jesus promises to be. But I want you to know, I want you all to turn around, and I want you to see, you're not in this Christian life and faith all on your own. Go ahead, turn around, Anthony. You are in this together, not just with your family. You have a whole Christian family of people who have gathered here today in support of you. And the thing that I want you to know and remember, why I want you to look at that, is that these people are here all the time. God has placed you in the midst of this body, this church, this group of people who are here to encourage you, to help each other as we wait. And they gather together here in this place, because this is where Jesus promises to be. At least here are the places where we know that Jesus has said, I'm going to be here. He's here at the font. At the font where he has called each of us by name. His Spirit calling us in the water. In the Word, that powerful Word in baptism. Pouring out the Spirit that calls us to faith and actually makes us his own. We also know that our Lord Jesus is right here. He has promised to be here in his word, as his Spirit also uses this word to sustain us in the faith, to strengthen our convictions, to encourage us, to uplift us, to give us hope and encouragement when we're down. And it is here today at this table. These things you have experienced in your life, but here today you get to feast for the first time here at his table. You're about to rejoice and to receive the Lord Jesus himself in a very special, miraculous gift where he gives you a bit of himself in order to once again strengthen you and keep you in the faith, to remind you that you are not alone, and to gift you with every last thing that he gave to you, every last thing that he won for you on the cross. Jesus is here, really present in word and in sacrament. We may wonder when and how and where and in what way he'll return on that last day. We may wonder that as much as the disciples do. And I hope you keep your gaze on the horizon looking for Jesus to come. But until then, I want you to know and I want you to remember today where he'll always be for you. Right here. Right here, right here, and right here. So come and get it, often, as he invites you. Beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith, according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of our Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation,
Acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism. Do you renounce the devil, his works, and all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? Do you confess the doctrine that the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from those scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true? Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession in church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of our Lord. You have confessed the faith and have been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Ethan Troy Kaiser. Ethan, life in this world presents us with many obstacles. As you walk with your Lord, he will give you the strength to do exactly what he is calling you to do. You can indeed do all things through him, the source of all your strength. Ethan's Bible passage is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Gospel. Maddie's Bible passage is Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Anthony James Salado. Anthony, may the Lord, who has called you out of this world to be his own, continue to work in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Anthony's Bible passage is Colossians 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Dylan Hunter Sparks. Dylan, may Christ and his Spirit bring to completion all that he has begun to work in you. Hunter's Bible passage is Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these, your sons and daughters, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith receive the crown of righteousness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansed them by his blood. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance for the faith which ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of sin and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in him, learning from this sacrament to love you and their neighbor, and to bear their cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of the body, to life immortal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. Lord, you have searched us and known us. You know when we sit and when we rise. You know what words we are going to speak even before we utter them. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. We adore your wonderful name. We are grateful for the accounts of witnesses who saw the resurrected Lord with their own eyes and touched him with their own hands. Because he rose from the dead, we now have fellowship with you, with him, and with one another. Most important of all, we know that when we confess our sins, we are assured of your forgiveness. Lord Jesus, as you open the minds of your first disciples to understand the scriptures, so open ours that we may know your will for us. Grant your continued presence with us and within our nation. With that in mind, O Lord, we pray for our leaders. We ask for your guidance and direction of them. We pray for our soldiers at home and abroad. Help them to serve with honor and dignity. Bring them home safely. We also remember today, Lord, your servants of the cross, your soldiers of the cross that partner together with us in the Dominican Republic, the Neuendorfs in Puerto Rico, Marty and Marie Dickey in Papua New Guinea, Mary Ellis in Germany, and others. Lord, we pray that through these efforts, that the light of Christ may continue to shine and that many more may come to know you. Lord, in your mercy. We remember also, Lord, today those who celebrate the gift of life. Emma Whitehead, who celebrates 20 years of life. Ruth Allen, who celebrates 100 years of life. Lord, we pray that you would bless these servants and all of us with the continued gift of life. Help these sisters to continue to be a blessing in our midst. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also remember today those who are sick and who are in need. We lift before you Brunel Harvey, Rayetta Von Baron, Naomi Schaefer, Sean Foote and Jamie Knapp, Mike Clayton, Barb Dreher, Eddie Jones and Abigail Young, Linda Frederick, Jessica Sockow, Jamie Wood, Ron Abernathy, Kara Siebert, Pastor Wayne Ahrens, Mandy Atkinson, Carolyn Cook, Rachel Otten, Lydia Disburg, Pat Kretzman, Diane Hume, Shirley Swanson, Mike Sand, Donna Hawbacker, Crystal Vanderwood, Claire Schinkel, Joel Ullman, Donna Bogley, and all others that we name before you, Lord, today in the silence of our hearts. Where healing has occurred, O Lord, we grant you thanks, and we pray that you would continue to strengthen these your servants. Lord, in your mercy. Bless us today as we gather at your table to feast on these gifts of your body and blood. Use them to strengthen us in faith, to increase our love and hope. Lord, in your mercy. Clothe us with the power from on high to help us proclaim the promises of our Heavenly Father. All this we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who has also taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and drink it with all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you all. You may be seated. Confirmants are going to receive communion at the table, and everybody else will receive communion today with a continuous love.
Thank you. and body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in your faith as we go into peace. For that all your sins has been forgiven. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace to serve your Lord, knowing your sins have been forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Lamb, upon the throne, that just as you were present with your disciples on the shores of Galilee, so you also reveal yourself to us still as risen Redeemer. We praise you that we, like Saul, have had our eyes open to your means of grace to recognize you as you are. In the forgiveness given and the victory won for us, keep us by faith in your grace so that one day we join with every living creature in heaven and on earth, singing your praise around your eternal throne. We pray in the name of Jesus, the worthy Lamb of God, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace. Amen.